What's up, guys? This is Gigi. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So that was Girl by Jamie XX from his album In Color, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. So today I'm actually kind of in the talking mood because I just came from music class and my best friend Elsa and I are writing a research report about the importance of sampling. So if for people that don't know, sampling is when you like take splices from songs and overlay them with others to create a track. It's really popular in electronic music, dance music, rap, and you can take splices from songs and speed them up, slow them down, reverse them. So just for historical context, one of the most sampled songs of all time is called Think About It by Lynn Collins from 1972. I think it's been sampled over 3,000 times, and the drum beat even has a name now. It's called the Thick Break. So here it is, and then I'm going to be talking about some of my favorite songs that samples it.
Not going for that no more, cause we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, that we can better do by ourselves. So from now on, we're gonna use what we got to get what we want. So you'd better think.
Think About It by Lynn Collins. Now the song I think of immediately when I hear that is called Talk Down by Dijon, which is notably my favorite song of all time. And it features that drum loop and vocals around the 2 minute mark on the Think About It track. And for Talk Down, it's featured pretty much on the entire track, and you'll be able to hear it immediately. It's one of the most prominent samples of Think About It. Enjoy.
Listen.
So that was Talk Down by Dijon, and now one of my other favorites that samples Lynn Collins is called Gosh by Jamie XX. He takes the snare part of the drum beat and then kind of elongates it and samples another song called One in the Jungle. It's a really funky song, but if you lean into it, I think it's really interesting. And the synth solo at the end is very euphoric. And so I've seen him live twice now. In the winter, one in New York and one in Boston, and both times were seriously incredible, and I highly recommend because he's still on tour. So here it is.
Oh my gosh. Easy.
That was one of my favorite songs ever, called Gosh by Jamie XX, and it came out in 2015, and I'd highly recommend checking out that music video too. It's a masterpiece. So just a quick background on him. He came from a UK band called The XX, which was a big part of my childhood and one of my dad's favorite artists. And The XX was comprised of three band members, Romy, Oliver Sim, and obviously Jamie. So Oliver and Romy actually have some really great individual music as well still. Romy has worked with Fred Again a couple of times in the past year, so I'd recommend checking that out as well. But my favorite song by The XX is called On Hold, which I've played here on air before, but it samples this song called I Can't Go For That by Daryl Hall. So I'll play a clip from that, and then you'll hear it in The XX's chorus.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. To orbit, it could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on
this year. Jamie came out with this album called In Waves, which is much more upbeat than In Color, but in my opinion is probably the best album of all time and is definitely my favorite. So one song that people kind of attribute to the likes of Gosh is called Daffodil on this record, and it's my friend group's favorite song since we went to the concert together in January. It's really special and it contains a lot of crazy samples. I'm going to play a bit of the song that it samples most first so you could really hear his genius with sampling, and then I'll move on to his version. So this is called Touching You by Astrud Gilberto.
You are the theme in each dream that I dream. I just make believe I'm touching you. Was a fun day I spent with you in a clover field and the sky so blue, just us two and the lovely sweetness that filled the air came from a daffodil in my hair. You placed it there. I can feel you, but in reality,
couple years back. It was crazy. It was a beautiful female. All I remember is.
Was Daffodil by Jamie XX. He did not play that live, and I'm still mad about it. But yeah, so Elsa and I in our music class are also doing a case study on the Avalanches because their albums Since I Left You and We Will Always Love You are super important when talking about sampling. Because Since I Left You had around 900 samples in total, which is like really, 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 really wild. Like if you think about it, that takes years and years and years to collect drum beats and synthesizers and all of that. And their album from 2020, We Will Always Love You, contains less, but still hundreds and hundreds of samples. I really love the whole entire album of We Will Always Love You. I haven't listened to Since I Left You all the way through, but We Will Always Love You's concept is rooted in death, the afterlife, the stars, and everything that's out there. That's a quote from them. It's in the context of their tendency to sample music from artists who have died. So, fun fact, but Elsa and I actually found out that they sent this entire album to the moon and back at this festival called the Moon Festival, I think it's called, in the UK. I'm not actually sure. But they were doing some weird study with that, but I thought that was really funny. So here's my favorite song from that album featuring Blood Orange, which is probably my favorite artist of all time. It's actually called We Will Always Love You.
Thank you.
Yes, you can't really tell, but that song has a lot of samples in it. So that was We Will Always Love You by The Avalanches and Blood Orange. And this next song is another song off of that album called The Divine Chord by The Avalanches, MGMT, and Johnny Marr. This song, I think, is one of the most, contains the most samples in this album. It's a fun song. Enjoy. So that was The Divine Chord by The Avalanches. And so now I'm going to play a song from them that is known for having the most samples, I think hitting around 28 samples in total. This album, Since I Left You, where this song is from, apparently contains 3,500 samples in total, and I really can't even fathom that. Another section that Elsa and I are writing about in our research report is about whether or not, or just the current debate, not current, it's been ongoing forever, is if sampling is a form of plagiarism. For a while, when people were just literally using background tracks and beats that were completely unaltered from other songs, I feel like that debate was a little bit more valid. But now I feel like The Avalanches has used so many samples to create something that is like indisputably theirs, that to say that this album is plagiarized in any way, I think, is completely pointless and misguided. So I actually haven't listened to this song that I'm about to play fully. It's called Frontier Psychiatrist, and this is the one that has the most samples out of their album that has 3,500 samples. And I think where I found that was researching to the, where I found that was referring to the point that 3,500 samples doesn't mean like all drum tracks from 3,500 different songs, but more about like key group progression chord stuff that I'm not completely familiar with, but still like 3,500 splices from songs. So yeah, keep that in mind.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and what frontier psychiatrist?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
Two an optometrist,
a man with a golden eyeball
and tight neo buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
Okay, I'm cutting that short because that's an insane song that I actually had never heard. I thought it was something completely different. But honestly, on that point, I was researching this yesterday. Actually, I'm researching this all the time when I'm bored. But a lot of people like Kanye West, Jamie XX, obviously the Avalanches, they'll take splices or samples from video games or TV shows, mostly cartoons, and that was definitely, I'm not really in the cartoon world, so I don't know where that was from, but that was definitely from some sort of TV show or movie. A lot of artists also take like memes, like short videos, and splice them up. That was become really popular because they're kind of a joke, but yeah, sampling doesn't have to just be beats. They can be like, you know, people just talking. And my favorite artist, one of my favorite artists, Fred Again, he's known for mostly his like new stuff, more electronic, dancey music that is played at a lot of like frat parties. But I've been following him. My friend showed me him in 2020 when he was just like during COVID doing basement sessions just on his computer. His album's called Actual Life. I think it's like 1 through 3 are really important to me. And he is a master at this. I don't know if it's like honestly falling under the umbrella of sampling, but he takes random people's voices from the internet and creates a story from them. This song that I'm about to play though, called Backseat, which is the inspiration for my show name called In the Backseat, because a lot of my songs weirdly have the word backseat in them. But Fred Again, he sampled the Japanese House. So that's also one of my favorite artists. He sampled their song called Sunshine Baby into this song called Backseat. So I'll play Sunshine Baby first. Enjoy.
Cool.
That was Sunshine Baby by The Japanese House, and then this is Backseat by Fred Again, which is his spin on it, so enjoy.
Crazy in the backseat, driving with my sunshine. to sing along. The feeling when the windscreen wipers light up with a song. Sitting in the backseat, driving with my sunshine. Baby, well, I've gone a little crazy, surely. Sitting in the backseat, driving with my sunshine. Baby, well, I've gone a little crazy, surely.
Now it's time for our PSA. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to those in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. So up next, we have one of my favorite songs by Fred Again. Actually, my favorite song by Fred Again, other than that one. It's called Kyle, I Found You, from his album Actual Life, April 14th, I think it started. So it's just like his discography of when he was in COVID, and I think this was his second album. It's one of the featured tracks is Maria, We've Lost Dancing, which I'm sure you guys know. But this one is the perfect example of his like genius in sampling, because he went to some, I think he just saw it on the internet, but it was this guy reading this poem, and he spliced it up into this song that I think is absolutely amazing. So please enjoy.
In this smoking chaos, our shoulder blades kissed. I found you. I found you. I found you. I found you beautiful. I found you exploding. I found you. I found you. I found you. I found you beautiful. I found you exploding. I found you.
Remember, beautiful.
I found you. I found you beautiful. I found you exploding. I found you. In this smoking chaos, our shoulder blades kissed.
So that was Kyle, I Found You by Fred Again. And I can't believe I almost skipped over this, but Jamie XX and the Avalanches have a collaboration on Jamie XX's most recent album called All You Children. And it is, I mean, actually, I love every song on that album, so I'm not going to say this is my favorite, but it's really amazing. So yeah, here it is. And then this is Gigi Geyer, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. This has been fun.
You children, gather round. We will dance and we will whirl. All you children, gather round. We will dance together. Feel the rhythm. All you children gather round. We will dance together.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.